Hey folks, and welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Now, The Grow Show is here to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, today's guest is the fantastic, I have been waiting for this guest to come onto my show for at least 6 months now. It's Michael Kearney. His brand is The Business Transformer. He helps small businesses launch with fire, passion, and energy. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. I mean, check that out. That's a welcome and a half. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you for coming on.
Brilliant. Yeah, I'm feeling great. You know, we've just got into February, and I feel like everything's turning corners for a lot of people from what I see around me, which is just amazing.
Love it. So for the people who don't know what the Business Transformer does, tell us about it. What's it all about?
Okay, so the Business Transformer, I take startup businesses, people who are looking to start their business or have started up, and I just help them put systems, ideas in place and really get them to market the right way without them being a spammy donut online, because you see so many of them, then it's just buy my stuff, and you know, it just naturally repels a lot of people. Yes, you may make one or two sales, but are you making repeat sales from plastering it everywhere? You know, no, you're not. You get one-offs. So what I like to do is get people to market properly. And I also work with them in a way that they can not have to shell out thousands and thousands of pounds on masterminds and courses that actually they're not even ready for, if that makes sense.
Completely makes sense. And when I first started speaking to you, which was probably April, May time in 2019, you know, you're right at the top of the list to get involved with the podcast, because, you know, we had a lot of synergy. A lot of our ideas kind of match up, and actually a lot of our goals match up as well. And that is that actually businesses don't have to spend thousands and thousands of pounds right when they start, when they haven't got the capital to be able to do that, or the cash flow to be able to do that, to make an impact. And by the way, I love your phrase, spammy donut. Spammy donut is fantastic.
Yeah. I'm going to copyright it.
Do it. So how did you get all into kind of this game? How did you get into it? What's your journey?
Okay, so, you know, without going back to my very first job and boring the listeners to death, I've always been involved in marketing of products and selling of products in one form or another. You know, I know this is going live on across platforms, but I sold a few things at boarding school that brought some money in. If you want to know more, you'll have to message me. Nothing dodgy, nothing illegal, right? But
nobody thought it was dodgy until you said that, by the way.
Yeah, that's it. So that was the first thing. I was 14 when I first made any money I got a demand for something and I made it happen. You know, and then I've always been involved in sales and marketing, and just really, you know, I'm passionate about having had my own business a couple of times. And look, I'll put my hands up. I've had a couple of businesses that haven't worked. And, you know, I always use the Thomas Edison analogy that, you know, how many times did he try to get his light bulb to market? You know, so what you find when you've made mistakes in business, actually, it's not about, you know, you can hold on to those mistakes or you can learn from them and you can say to people, whoa, I spot where you're going there, that cliff, you really don't want to go off the end of that. Have you tried this? And that's where my passion for helping people comes from. Because what I found was, you know, there's some amazing business coaches out there, amazing people who really get you to that next level. But sometimes you just can't afford to invest that money. So my passion for helping people is to really make sure that businesses, everybody gets a fair chance, you know?
No, I love it. And the Thomas Edison analogy, spot on, absolutely spot on. When it comes to transforming businesses, is there some kind of common threads that you see when you talk to different businesses?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, it's around mindset, and it's about, you know, there'll be mindset of, are they worthy enough, that nobody wants to buy what I'm doing, you know, what I've also found was, you know, people generally are scared. They've got brilliant products, but they're genuinely scared to sell it online. And it's like,
yeah,
look, just look at the online platform as a just a big loop. I don't know if you have the loop down in your area, but that's what I look at it. So yeah, up in the north, we had a paper called Loop, which was just full of classified ads. What I try and do is I try and teach people to get themselves online, not as a classified ad, but actually the human behind the ad. And I think once people start seeing the human side of things,
yeah,
then what you'll find is actually people want to buy from you.
I love that. And actually, the amount of people who don't think about themselves as the human in the business is actually quite surprising.
Yeah. Ultimately, they're the product. No matter what they're selling, ultimately, they're the product. And we know each other through poor networking. And, you know, and it, what you find is some people will go in there and they'll go, I'm here today to sell this, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no. Just let people get to know you first, because then they'll come and buy it if they want it. So
that's it. So you find that mindset is one thing that they have trouble with. What other things do they have trouble with when it comes to being online? And when we talk about online, are we talking about literally social media and websites and all the platforms, or are we talking about a couple in particular?
Pretty much all across. I mean, the amount of people, you know, who for instance, LinkedIn. LinkedIn's a fantastic platform. The amount of business owners who don't use the profile banner behind their picture to just give people a little cookie crumb of what they do. It's scandalous. You know, if that's one thing that I can say to your listeners today, is to, you know, go to your LinkedIn profile. And if you've got a blue background, you've got the standard blue background, change it. You can do it on Canva within minutes, you know, Canva. And I'm not an affiliate for them. But and there are.
I use Canva. There's loads of different ones out there. But what kind of impression does it give if someone has a blue background on LinkedIn? Let's just spell it out for them.
Yeah, I feel it gives the impression of they don't really care for that platform. They don't. They're not really on there to be engaged. They might be on there because somebody said that you should be on there, or they might be on there because they were in a corporate job, but actually they've never done anything with it. I mean, it's got, I can't remember what the figures are, but we're talking lots of people on there, you know, and they're not all spammers.
No, not at all. And when we're looking at kind of online platforms and, you know, startup and small businesses, one of the most common questions I get asked anyway, and you might be the same, you might not be, is what platform should I be on? It's quite a common one for me. Should I be on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is? Do you get asked those kind of questions? And if so, what would be your answer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? You know, and my answer to that one is you should definitely be on Facebook. Definitely. Absolutely. No hands, you know, no questions asked. And then really find which one works for you. You know, some businesses do really well from Twitter still. Other businesses have started to monetize TikTok, you know, but they can all be a rabbit hole, and you can find that you'll be spending so much time wasted, you know, just looking at memes and funny pictures of cats and stuff like that, which is great, but is that pushing your business forward? And that's one of the things that I try and get people to do. So when I do a rotation of my 28 Days to Get It Heard online course, what I do, and clever plug, I'm only messing. You know, one of the things that I do is I say to them, look, for the duration of this course, let us just focus on one platform. Let's get strong on one platform and then work on the others. And that's what I tend to do with people. I tend to get them to wheel back a little bit and go, right, well, you know, because if you think about it, there's probably seven platforms you can, unless you you know, using somebody like yourself to manage the social media, it can get very overwhelming.
Mm. No, I agree. And what I say to people is, once you've mastered one, figure out where your customers are.
Yeah.
And then from there, just focus on those. You know, but you've got to be sure you're confident yourself, and you've got to treat each of the platforms with each of the respect. So with LinkedIn, for instance, make sure the banners are spot on. You know, make sure that on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, you're formatting the posts that are actually going to perform better on those particular sites. It's not a one-size-fits-all. You know, you've got to make sure it's all bespoke.
Exactly, because we've all seen that picture of somebody holding an award, but actually it's chopped their head off because they've not resized it. So you're just getting the body and they're holding the award and they're, look at me, I've just won this award for graphic design. And you're like, no, you know, so it's just, and it's showing a bit of due care and attention, isn't it, as well?
Like, yeah.
It shows that you care. And that's the thing. If you care about what you're putting out there, it doesn't have to be 6, 7, 20 posts a day or anything like that. You know, quality over quantity. And you'll know yourself that, you know, Google, Facebook, everybody like that is now rewarding people for actually interesting content. They've got very clever machines in the background which will mark up content if it's well written. And also, they'll mark down content if it's just a lazy share. And we've all seen them. Somebody's got the same post and they've put it in 10 groups. And if you're connected with that person and you're in some of those similar groups, you're like, oh my God, stop it, will you? Just go find something like Hootsuite and schedule them out over the course of a week. You know, it doesn't take 2 more minutes.
I see it all the time. We had a conversation last week all about it. You know, it's infuriating, absolutely infuriating. We spoke about mindsets, we spoke about marketing. Let's talk about brand for just a second, because the other thing that I get asked quite a lot of, and I know you're very passionate about this, and you went through this process last year, was identifying what parts of the brand you like in terms of the visuals, and then creating a brand around your ethos, your ideas, and that kind of thing. So, you know, when small businesses launch, startup businesses launch, what advice can you give them in terms of the brand? So the image and all of that, including the voice.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, the one thing I'd say to a new business when they're launching is definitely consider having a decent logo that reflects what you're doing. Don't be afraid to pivot if you don't feel that it's right for you anymore. And also, you know, just you can start a business now just with a phone. You know, you could start a business now with a phone and start getting sales in. It's that easy. But when you're wanting to really scale up, I mean, my business is called The Business Transformer. That's because I transform people's thoughts around what they're doing. I transform their systems, their processes, and I just get stuff done. You know, it's hold their hand through it. Now, my original logo and branding was brilliant. You know, absolutely fantastic. It had it was really artistic as well. It had the brain on one half of the light bulb, and then the other bit was the light bulb. So it was about my idea generating, but I felt it was too industrial for what I believe in. And being a Reiki master as well, and somebody who is very much in the holistic world and the well-being sphere, I was finding it was putting people off. And now, when I went back to the drawing board and I spoke with a graphic designer friend of mine, and I said, look, you know, I'm a little bit alternative. I'm not the sort of business coach that's out there that you normally see. I'm a little bit more hands-on and things. And, you know, I do it from heart. I'm heart-centered and I'm compassionate. And what I've, you know, and I also, and this is, I know the readers can't hear it. the listeners won't be able to see, but I have a purple butterfly tattooed on my wrist. And that's to symbolize transformation and part of my spiritual journey. And when you look at my logo, you'll actually see that the purple butterfly is prominent in my thing. So what it did for me is it actually made me more confident to sell my services. because I was stood with a brand that I believed in. Once you get that belief in your brand, you get that belief in yourself, and I was able to move forward. And actually, from flipping my brand, and there, I do have an article on LinkedIn about the importance of branding, you know, and from flipping my brand, I now feel totally confident in it. And also people reckon it's easily recognizable now, which is what you want. And that's all Coca-Cola ever wanted. That's all Pepsi ever wanted. All these people, and you know, I'm not putting myself in their fields, but all they ever wanted was to be the, you know, something that is easily recognizable, because that brings sales.
Love it. And you're right. When you showed us and showcased the brand for the first time, in a Facebook group that we're part of, it was you. And yeah, Everybody said, actually, this is what you're about. And it is so true. And actually, I saw a confidence level increase afterwards, because you were your brand.
Yes.
It's that simple concept, but you were your brand. And you're now living and breathing it, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
It literally transformed you.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. Because I understand, as a small business owner, I am my product.
Mm.
You know, it is my brain that works on people's problems for them. So I am my product. So I need to be my brand. And yeah, That's the thing. So, you know, it took a little bit of time. I went down a couple of routes that I wasn't quite happy with, you know, and I'm first to admit, yeah, you know, things to get where you want to be, you've got to, you can't make an omelette without cracking a few eggs, you know.
No, not at all. And actually, when you look at, and I need to research this more to find better examples, but if you think about people who have launched kick-ass projects or products, let's say Steve Jobs, you know, for instance, do you know what? His first idea didn't work. His second idea didn't work. His third and fourth idea was what launched him. And there is something around, actually, you do need, as you said, you need to break some eggs to make an omelette, but you also need to go through those ideas and go through those branding exercises and go through those logos and ideas, maybe platforms and marketing strategies, to find out what doesn't work before actually settling on the one that really does work. So effectively, you play the long game, not the short game.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And the other thing I do as well, which is, you know, a bit different to other coaches out there, is I get people to really think about it in what can they do in 90 days, okay? So it's kind of, right, okay, here's where you are day one. Now, look at it. Where would you want to be in 90 days? Mm-hmm. And then what I do is I get them to work backwards with what's required over those to get them to that point. Because a lot of people say, oh, do a plan for the year, do this, that, and the other. But then they don't fill in the gaps. They just go, yeah, I want to go on holiday to the Maldives next year and drive a Ferrari. And it's like, well, how are you actually going to get to that point? You know, so it's about helping them fill the gaps in and getting them thinking. And that, to me, is what coaching's all about. So is to get people bringing their ideas out of their head and making it a reality for them.
Buddy, that's brilliant. And 90 days is what I use to plan my tools and my activities on a rolling 90-day basis. When I'm talking to people about spotting opportunities, it's all about 90 days.
Yeah.
It is all about that kind of three to four-month period to look at that. And there's an absolutely cracking book, which the listeners might read, called The 12-Week Year. It's called 12-Week Year, and the author goes through that and breaks that all down. And that is brilliant. That's a brilliant resource. And that's what changed my thinking about the 90-day process. 12-week year. Really good. So, Michael.
Yeah, I didn't know about that book, actually. I'll have a look at that one, because maybe I'm actually following that system without knowing the system of his, you know.
So just like when you mentioned to me about The Miracle Morning, and I was following pretty much most of it. You'll probably find that's the same with yourself with that.
Yeah.
I digress. So, Michael, the Business Transformer is going to be online. It's going to be on websites, social media, that kind of stuff. Where can people find you? And where do you normally hang out online?
Okay, so nowhere dodgy for a start. I'm mainly on Facebook, and I'm more than happy to connect with people. I believe that my personal profile is as important as a business profile as well. So not everything I put out is business related. Sometimes I will do what other people do, and if I've made a particularly good meal, I will post some of it. Or, you know, if something's happened. And sometimes as well, I do post about my own struggles with mental health, because, you know, I have had two breakdowns. I was suicidal in my 20s, and we'll save this for another show. But, you know, I do believe that the more men who stand up and go, do you know what, I've had problems, I'm working my way through them, you know, will inspire other men. Because, you know, one of the things that I was told as a child was, no, men don't cry, suck it up. You know, I grew up in a military environment, went to boarding school. You know, it was all very much, it wasn't the done thing, you know, to you know, be crying unless you were proper hurt. And you know, so I, one of my big things for this year is to try and keep the, not from a pity party point of view, but from a, come on guys, let's, you know, if you're struggling with something, you know, I've hit that age now where men start, you know, thinking about it's not worth being around anymore. And I'm not in that point. I'm very happy with where I am in life, you know, but I do want more men to stand up and go, yes, actually, I need help. How do I get help? And if I can inspire one person to get that help and it stops them from jumping off a bridge or something, then, you know, I feel like my point's done then.
I think that's an important message. And I would normally ask for people to give their final thought, but I think that's actually a very nice poignant final thought from you. So is that okay to keep that as your final thought?
I think so, matey. Yeah, I do think so.
Brilliant. So please, 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 you dear listeners, check out Michael, check out the Business Transformer, check him out on social. Have you got a website, chap, that you want to...
I do. It is all the W's .thebusinesstransformer.biz.
So this is going to be the first kind of episode with you. We're going to get you back. Let's talk about more. Maybe in the autumn / winter. Let's get it sorted.
Yes.
Michael, thanks for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And yeah, let's catch up soon.
Lovely. Look forward to seeing you soon, Gary. Thanks for having me on.